This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, you've been hearing about it. It begins tomorrow. The Friends of the Roseburg Public Library Book Sale, Library Director Chris Wiley in. I suppose a lot goes into putting this together.
Well, good morning, Kyle. You would not even believe the number of boxes that come in all throughout the year. Every one of those gets touched by a Friends of the Library. They sort them all, and now we have 300 boxes of books to unpack today in preparation for tomorrow's start.
Wow, what kinds of books are you seeing?
This is the better book sale this time, and so that means that they're gift quality items just in time for the holiday season. Bargain basement prices, $1 for most of the items. And then there will be the usual mass market paperbacks, which are cheaper. There will be some more expensive $5 books. Those are special art books, new editions published more recently. And then DVDs, tons of DVDs. Those are going for 50 cents each. And then there's actually inside the library, we have a big wall that the Friends have an ongoing sale, and all of those books will still be free throughout this sale.
Wow, a lot going on. Now, how do you define a better book as opposed to a not-so-good book?
Yeah, it's not the content. It's the quality of the item that they really are gently used, that you would want to give, as one of our friends says, to your mother-in-law.
So this could be, like if you know someone who really likes books, this could be something where you give books for Christmas?
Absolutely. And so many books, mostly adult, but every kind of subject you can imagine in the nonfiction area, lots of different types of fiction materials as well.
And how does this all get put together?
Well, the Friends of the Library spend a lot of time every week getting it organized, getting them into boxes, sorted, so that today, 2 o'clock, all the tables will be set up ahead of time, and then it's just lots of people moving the boxes into the Ford Room, and then volunteers unpacking them. Throughout the week, volunteers are there to tidy up the tables, to take the money, to help folks get out to their car with the books. It really takes a community effort to make this sale work.
And I suppose you're like sorting them by type of content or?
Right. So there's a fiction, nonfiction. It's very broad categories. You can kind of keep the cookbooks together pretty easily, and I think they try to do that. And of course, the young adult books are on a table, the children's books are on a table, but there are far fewer of those.
So you're not using the Dewey Decimal System for this?
If I were running the sale, maybe. I'm just kidding. It's a lot of work to do that,
right?
That
would probably be way too much work. You're just trying to sell these and make some money, which, by the way, what do you do with what's the funds raised?
Unbelievable what they're able to do for the community. The biggest purchase that they made this year was a new public copier printer. We had inherited a machine, and it was really on its last legs, and the Friends stepped up, and we have a beautiful new machine for folks to use. So besides that, craft kits, we have grab-and-go craft kits every other week, and then when we have our reading programs, it's every week, and they fund the supplies for that. Speakers, winter reading program, which starts on Friday, fund the prizes for that. Summer reading, they're stepping up all the time for us.
You mentioned the winter reading program. What's going on with that?
Well, that starts on Friday, and it's just a smaller version of our summer reading program. For the kids, there's a reading log. 7 hours of reading gets you a free book and some little prizes. And then there's the book review, very popular book review program. And every time you read a book and write about it, you can tell us what prize you want to be in the drawing for. Adults have the same opportunity, but we know the prize. It's a $100 gift card to Bricks. Write a review of every book you read in December, and that's one entry into that drawing. We also have a reading log. It's all on our website at roseburgpubliclibrary.org.
Now, into the holidays now, do you have some other special things coming up?
Well, we do, but Kyle, you know what? I'm going to go back because we didn't tell people when the sale is actually happening.
Ah.
Yeah, so if we could start tomorrow, 9 o'clock, the door doors open, and it goes till 8 tomorrow night because the library now is open on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So tomorrow, Thursday, November 30th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, December 1st, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, December 2nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's half price day. We really want these books to get out to the door and get into good homes.
Wow. So let's go. Let's look at the holidays now. What's coming up?
Well, with the winter reading program, there are some additional children's programs. There's Lego Club. There are a couple of days, especially towards the end of the month when kids will be out of school, that there will be craft days. Craft kits are going to be available every Tuesday beginning at 10 o'clock while supplies last, and that happens all month long, except the last Tuesday of the month is the 26th, and the libraries close that day. So the 27th will be when the craft is. Everything is on our website at rosebergpubliclibrary.org. There is a winter reading program tab. And you can also look on our Facebook page at Roseburg Library.
If somebody hasn't been in a while, what's something new they would notice if they came into the library?
Well, how long are we talking about, Kyle?
You know, somebody that hasn't been in several months.
Oh, several months. Well, you know, one of our more popular newer displays are our patron picks. If it's a staff pick or a patron pick, people gravitate toward that. And so that's why one of the reasons why we're asking folks to participate in the winter reading program, we want to keep those patron picks stocked. Everybody talks about what they're reading. Well, I should say, most people love to talk about what they're reading, and we want to hear from them, and we know that other community members would be interested in the same kinds of books that you're reading.
All right, a lot going on at the Roseburg Public Library. Again, the hours for the sale this week?
Tomorrow on Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, December 1st, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, December 2nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.